Welcome to the Claim Hunters. I am Chris Tidball, an executive claim consultant with Subro IQ, where we routinely find our clients significant amounts of trapped cash. On our show, we will explore the epidemic of trapped cash across not only the insurance industry, but the global business landscape. Our guests bring a unique perspective on challenges faced by businesses that impact their bottom line. We believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and this is the forum to tell it. We hope you enjoy today's episode and stick around to learn more about how you can be a guest in 20 minutes or less. Welcome to the Claim Hunters Podcast. I am here with Sitar Bhatt, who is a managing partner with Tyson Mendez.
Correct.
Out of Seattle, Washington.
Yes, out of Seattle. But I manage our national law firm. So okay. I'm lucky that I get to manage our Washington and Arizona office, but right. Headquarters is La Jolla, California. But
okay.
We're all across the country, and it's an honor to be here. And I thank you so much for this opportunity.
Of
you
course.
Know,
yeah.
we partner with CLM. We believe in their mission statement. It's something that we also bring to our firm. You know, the educate, engage, collaborate aspect of it. And this is my third annual conference, and I am super excited to be here. It's my favorite week of the year. So I really enjoy being here around all these people. It's already been a great few days, and I'm looking forward. You know, today's really the true kickoff, I think,
with all
the presentations and seminars. And so really excited to hear what's going on and how people are, you know, attacking these challenges that we're facing.
Oh, yeah. And your favorite part of the week was probably meeting the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
You know, it was definitely a highlight. It was a surprise for sure.
Yeah.
And, watching them doing what they do, their attention to detail. I mean, they are athletes, but their attention to detail. The way they moved in unison, they were precise, accurate. You know, you could tell that they work on their craft.
Yeah.
Those qualities are things that we can learn from them and apply to what we do on a day-to-day basis. And I think especially for young professionals to apply, because that's how you get better.
Okay.
And, you know, that's how then you can produce the quality results and get the winning results for your clients or claims, you know, and that's what we're all about. You know, it's trying to achieve justice for all. And, so there were things that I took away from the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, absolutely, that that was definitely a highlight for sure.
Yeah, I was amazed at the consistency. It was to go out there and do that, you know, consistently without a misstep.
Right.
It's something, you know, we strive for that in claims, and we miss so often.
Yeah.
And consistency has been a huge challenge across the industry. You probably see it. I mean, files come across your desk and, you know, you're going to get literally the same scenario from 100 adjusters with 100 different outcomes.
Yeah, no, we do. And, you know, but the one thing that we strive for at Tyson and Mendez is like, we only do insurance defense. That's all we do across, right? And so, you know, when we have meetings as a firm or as a group, we're all talking about insurance defense. We're all talking about how can we get the quality, the winning results.
Right.
And, you know, again, with CLM and what we've adapted is we believe in education. We hold monthly CLEs in-house on, hey, you know, how do you handle TBI cases? Or, hey, you know, how do you, overcome this argument that plaintiffs are making, you know, or lien treatment? What do you do? And so we talk about that overall. And yeah, there are nuances in your jurisdictions and venues.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we're striving for consistent results. So when a claims person places a file in California, they know they're going to get the same quality work in Arizona, and we're going to get the same quality work out of Florida and out of, you know, our Georgia office. So, your consistency is what we're striving for. It's a challenge, but it's a challenge that I wake up excited to attack and embrace every day, because I get to interact with attorneys. And I think the one thing I love about our industry is I love working with people and getting to meet them. And, I don't know if I'm a mentor, but I view my role as I want to help people rise and grow and develop, because that's what Bob and Pat and Casey Lynch and Lynn Allen and Jake Thalman, that's what they did for me.
Right.
And I feel like, hey, now it's my turn to give it back. And I want to do it for them. And not only when I do it for them, and if we get that good result, that claims professional that we're helping, who isn't a VP yet,
right,
they're getting those good wins notice internally, and hopefully then we're helping them as well. So that, hey, we got to work together. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, it's all about teamwork.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's one of the takeaways from Darren Woodson, right?
Yeah.
My fellow Sun Devil alumni.
Yeah.
What a great player he was.
Yeah.
But what a great speaker.
Yes.
Right. And his message about excellence, pursuing excellence, the rising tide, lifts all ships. And I think that that's like the partnerships that you form, with your clients.
Yes.
I mean, the better you do, the better they do.
Absolutely.
And the better investigations that they do on the front end, the better you do on the defense side
for
of the
sure.
business.
Yeah. I am definitely a proponent of, and I tell this to all the claims people, I said, hey, if it's a large enough accident, just make that investment, get that data, download it, get it as soon as you can, because, by the time the case gets to us, that's probably the first question I have for you. Hey, did you get this?
Right.
And if we have that information and it can help with liability, it's going to help with the final end result, whether that's a defense verdict or a really good settlement outcome.
Right.
So I'm with you in terms of like, hey, start early, and just building your case and going from there. But it's that collaboration that we have to have. And, I always say, hey, well, how can we help you guys, and what can we do to help make things easier for you? Because that's how I view my role. That's how we view our role, is how can we make your lives easier, a lot of times is how can we get this case over and done with? And so that's where but the collaboration has to happen. It was funny. I'm using the word collaborate, and they just did a litigation management task force presentation, and Casey Lynch, our national managing partner, started off saying, there's a bad word that somebody told her, and it's the word collaborate. And somebody said, I don't want you using the word collaborate. Well, I'm sorry. We got to collaborate, right?
Yeah.
And we got to work together. And I think that's the only way then we're going to be able to get the results we want to get. Look, the plaintiffs bar, they're collaborating all the time, right?
And that's the thing. We're running behind them.
Yeah.
They are just using AI as an example.
Yeah.
Right. So the plaintiffs bar is all over AI.
Yes.
You have AI generated demands. You've got chatbots in place. They have databases on adjusters and companies. And I mean, they are very smart in what they do. They may not be the best attorneys all the time, but they're very good businessmen.
They are.
I mean, they're brilliant in terms of how they are gathering intel.
Yes.
And, our side, it seems to be that we're kind of reacting.
Yeah.
Right. And the industry as a whole has always been a little bit reactive.
Yeah.
They take things a more cautionary approach, or risk averse industry.
Yeah.
Right. But we have to really catch up.
Yeah.
And it's, what we're seeing right now across the country, and you can probably elaborate on this, but just insurance fraud.
Yeah. 10%
of every dollar that we pay is going to pay for insurance fraud.
Right.
And that's outright fraud, your staged accidents. But when you get into things like deceptive billing practices, which you probably see, upcoding, unbundling, and modifier abuse, that's one third of all the billings that are coming across our desk.
Yes.
So maybe the accident did happen,
right?
But you know what? That injury may not be related, and those bills may not be $20,000 in bills. They may be $10,000.
Yeah.
So what? You're saying you handle Arizona?
I handle Arizona. Yeah.
And there's been a great migration from Greater Los Angeles to Phoenix.
Yes.
And Los Angeles, I started my career in Los Angeles.
Okay. Yeah.
Fraud.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point in time, 30 years ago, the district attorney in Los Angeles estimated that 50% of all claims were fraudulent.
Really? Wow.
A huge, huge number.
Huge number, yeah.
And, a lot of staged accidents.
Yeah.
A lot of, jump ins, bus crash, three people on the bus. Now there's 30 claims.
Right.
Are you seeing that movement out to Phoenix?
No, not really, not yet. But I wouldn't be surprised if that does happen, because just like you said, things do migrate over from California into Arizona. So, we're seeing more TBI cases. It used to be fibromyalgia. Then it became complex regional pain syndrome. And I think it's something
else. Don't forget
now.
The TMJ.
Yeah, TMJ, right? And so, so we see those things. But that's why having conferences like this, it helps me, because I'm, what you just told me is like, oh, wow. Okay, we need to be on the lookout for this. So now with my office, we can proactively, instead of reactively, be like, this is going to happen.
Right.
What are we going to be doing to so when it happens, we're ready to go, and we can just, boom, put the pin in that balloon, and the whole thing goes away. But on the medical aspect of it, the bundling and the billing and all that stuff. And did they really need that treatment? Was it really, necessary?
Right.
Now we're seeing that big time in Arizona now, you know, and that's really happening. I also manage Washington, and we do see some insurance fraud happening up there as well, you know, and certainly up there. And, it is a King County, especially where Seattle is, a plaintiff friendly venue. But that doesn't mean just because plaintiff friendly, that as a defense industry, we need to be like, oh my God, you know, how do we get this thing to settle? You can successfully, you know, handle these cases. And but you got to be proactive in doing it. You know, you got to do, you know, you got to argue pain and suffering. What are we going to take responsibility for? You got to give a number, right? And you got to personalize a corporate defendant. You know, those are four things that we do in all of our cases. And once you do that, you know, we think that really will then mitigate or diffuse juror anger, which is what we find drives these high nuclear verdicts, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And to your point of, again, a collaboration, that's something that Bob Tyson and Pat Mendez, they believe in. You know, again, this is my third time saying it, but I really do mean it. That's why we really enjoy coming to CLM.
Right.
And we've also started doing our own Nuclear Verdict Defense Institute, where we invite claims professionals and other defense attorneys from across the country to come to La Jolla. It's like a 2-3 day kind of course that we talk about, where we share our methods of what we do.
Right.
And, you know, we're basically like, hey, here's our playbook that we run.
Right.
And we've gotten really good success with it. Because at the end of the day, you know, we are only going to be stronger if we work together as a group and we stay ahead of the plaintiff's bar, because even though we're all here right now, I'm sure they're gathered up in some, somewhere right now, you know? And so we need to make sure we do that. And yeah, that's a fundamental belief at Tyson and Mendez, is we collaborate, we get together and that's why doing something like this, I can't thank you enough, because I really do think it's important for to hear, not only from me, but I know you got a great lineup, you know, of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't wait to hear what they have to say, because I know there's something valuable that I'm going to gain from them that I can use to help coach my attorneys in my office to make sure that, hey, we're staying proactive and we're not being reactive. And we really need to change that, I think, as a defense industry.
Yeah. And I love what you're doing on the educational front.
Yeah.
I mean, it really starts. I mean, I was an adjuster for years.
Yeah.
I, you know, started with a company that fortunately had a really, really good training program.
Yeah.
So I went through the boot camp and I had managers that were great. I mean, we did stuff the way we're supposed to do stuff. But we weren't inundated with claims. I mean, my son works for a large carrier.
Yeah.
He gets 12, 13 claims a day.
Wow. Yeah,
we had one or two.
Yeah,
we had time to go investigate.
Yeah.
And you dig down. And the key is, you know, you're getting the claims so far down the line.
Yeah,
I mean, you need to start working those right away. You
know,
getting your statements, asking the right questions.
Yeah.
You know, just because you have to take a statement, it's not a checkbox.
Right.
Ask deep probing questions.
Yeah.
Go out and look at the cars. Take the pictures. Take the measurements.
Yes.
If an injury doesn't make sense, then it probably didn't happen,
right,
or it's probably unrelated.
Yes.
But to nail down the causation, you've got to start right up front, and you have to be nailing these attorneys down early on in the game.
Yeah.
Like I would, you know, back in the day, I mean, dating myself, but, you know, we would, you know, run our index bureau. We'd do a background check. We'd look for anything out there that we could possibly get.
Yes.
Because, you know, what do they say? 90% of people in the country have pre-existing back conditions.
Yeah.
Okay. So that injury, especially if there's less than $2,000 in damage to your car, probably unrelated.
Yes.
And probably not even aggravated.
Are you reading one of my cases on my desk right now? Because I have a case exactly like that.
Low impact?
Low impact, you know, very minor. And it's like, but they're sitting at close to $500,000 in medical treatment.
Right.
When the carrier settled with the driver of that vehicle for approximately $10,000.
Right. And that's the thing, is once that attorney's invested.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we know the game. You go to the attorney, he sends you to the doctor, signs a letter of protection, run up the bills. Once the bills are run up, it's a lot harder, and in most jurisdictions, you can blackboard those.
Yes.
So if you would have nailed the attorney down right out of the gate and said, this didn't happen, I'm ordering a biomechanical engineer, I'm going to offer you right now, whatever, $2,000, and that's going to be my offer through trial, they're going to think twice.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want to really run this one up.
Right.
Because there's enough other fish in the sea.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree with you on that. And, you know, one of the things that I always tell a lot of my attorneys is, you know, a motor vehicle case, I said, hey, go to the accident site. You know,
yes.
If it happened at a traffic light signal, sit through the rotation, see how the lights work. And yes, we can still order it from the city or the municipality of have there been any changes or anything. But there's something about going there and seeing it on your own. And, but, you know, I think a lot of it is we got to get people to get out of their homes and feeling comfortable doing those things. And, you know, that's where, you know, with young professionals, especially, I think it's like, hey, we got to coach and mentor them. And,
right.
and so, you know, we have a young professionals committee in our firm that we do, and we talk about all these things. And, and one of the things I love to do is, and it's open to everyone, all jobs, all levels of experience. And I love when our more seasoned experienced attorneys come and they tell their stories just like you did.
Right.
Because there's something for me to learn from there. And it's and again, I go back to the why. You know, millennials, younger millennials and Gen Z. And this is something I learned from you're from L.A., so you might appreciate this.
But used to be from L.A.
Used to be from L.A.
I'm from Florida now.
But LA Rams coach Sean McVay, he's my age.
Yeah.
But he believes in explaining the power of why and explaining the why to these younger draftees that come out. And it's not just like, hey, here's a playbook. All right, you know, go run this route, go do this. It's explain why am I having to do this? You know, why is this important?
Right.
And then the players buy in and then you get the results. And so we need to be explaining the why to these younger attorneys, to the people on the claim side as well. And I really think that's where the experience that you, someone like you, the experience of the partners in our firm is really important to share that. Because once they understand the why, then they're going to be like, okay, there's value to what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And then you see the results. And once you see the results and you get that positive, hey, great job on it.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference and people are bought in and then they're invested and they continue to want to do a good job and good work.
Right.
And they want to collaborate and all of that. So yeah, it's really important that we continue to have meetings like this and conversations.
Absolutely.
In order to make sure, again, going back to, you said, you know, reactive, and I know we talked about this, but we want to be proactive.
Absolutely.
And that's how we can do that.
So if someone wanted to be proactive and learn more about your firm, where would they go?
Absolutely. They can go to TysonAmendez.com, find us there. We're very active on LinkedIn as well.
Okay.
And, you know, hey, feel free to add me and you'll probably see a lot of our posts on there. Instagram, we're on there. We got a Facebook page, all that stuff. And we have an amazing client relations and growth, you know, group. And, you know, I'm going to give them a shout out because they always help me look good, you know. So shout out to that team. They're phenomenal. And, yeah, you know, I appreciate it. And, you know, again, you know, we're here because we want to be proactive. We want to grow. Yeah. We want to collaborate. So, you know, this is really about, you know, anybody have any ideas they want to talk about or anything like that or things that they're seeing and they want to talk about, hey, how are you guys handling it? You know, please, you know, hey, reach out and let's talk because that's the only way that we're going to ensure that we can, you know, deter and slow down the rise of nuclear verdicts. And also, hey, like we say, for us, we want to achieve justice for all. You know, if there's a case where, we are liable, well, the number that we're giving, you know, we're saying the jury should consider it a award, that number is what we think is just.
Right.
You know, it's not. It's not 10 million. It's not 50 million. You know, it's much lower because what's just for that individual plaintiff is this. And, you know, and we do it by way of caring and show we care for the plaintiff and it can be done. And, you know, thanks to Bob Tyson and Pat Mendez, it has been done. And that's what we're going to continue to do. And we're going to continue to get it done. So
no, that's awesome.
I appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely. So Sitar, thank you so much for joining us. And if you'd like to be guest on the podcast, go over to subroiq.com and hit the podcast link.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining the Claim Hunters. We hope you enjoyed our show. If you would like to share your story, head on over to subroiq.com and click the YouTube button.